really tricky thing about appreciating Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is that you have to see it through the right set of eyes.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood.
One thing you know for sure is that a grown man who puts on colored tennis shoes every day and who feeds the fish every day and who, in that goody-goody voice, sings songs about feelings.
I'm proud of you. I hope that you are proud of you, too.
He was definitely not cool. Click and goodbye, Mr. Rogers.
How are you? Everything peaceful in the neighborhood today?
Except Mr. Rogers never said goodbye. He stayed around, and times changed, but he did not.
Let's pretend that it's still nighttime.
And to those viewers who had the right set of eyes, and that means anyone who was 3 or 4 or 5 years old in the 1960s, or the 1970s, or the 1980s, or 1990s, to those viewers, Mr. Rogers became important, huge, a permanent memory. Regardless of how old they are today, 14 or 44, people who grew up watching The Neighborhood,
oh, hi, Mr. McFeely.
Had all known the same Mr. Rogers, because he's been doing the same thing, regardless of fashions, TV ratings, or the fact that long, long ago he became a star.
That video is a work of art in itself, Mr. McFeely.
And now comes the news that Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood has ceased production. The last new episode airs next month. After that, the program continues, but only as reruns. And only after you hear that, perhaps, do you stop and think, wait a minute,
yeah,
is
sure
that the end
Goodbye.
Of Mr. Rogers?